Happy as Lazaro. I know you're a big fan of that movie.
Yeah.
Netflix just released a trailer, and I know they're campaigning very hard for it. I hope it gets a foreign languages nomination. It really deserves it.
The trailer was just released today, or?
Today, okay. By Netflix. What would be interesting is if Netflix manages to get three of the five best foreign language nominees.
Uh-huh.
Because that would mean that when the nominees are announced, all three would be available via streaming.
Right.
Which would be very good for them. Obviously, Roma.
Yeah.
And Lazaro and Belgium's excellent Girl.
I don't feel like there's a mandate to, if you are respectful of and greatly admiring of Roma, as I am, as many people are, why do you have to be in the tank for it being a best foreign language nominee as well as a best picture? Why can't it be in one or the other?
That's always been tradition in the Academy. If a foreign language film is nominated for Best Picture, it most certainly gets a foreign language nomination as well.
Okay, but it seems like they're too a little greedy. You know, why not just focus on one thing? And you know, why do you feel this need to hit to some kind of grand trifecta or something? You know, I mean, and I also really, really admire and just I'm totally in the tank for Cold War, and I just would I really think that's a masterpiece. I really do. So
I saw it for a third time, and I do believe it's a masterpiece. Yeah. It's gotten better with every viewing for me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Which is very rare. It almost certainly never happens.
Yeah.
To me, that a film gets better with every consequence.
So, what were your reactions? How did you feel about the various films that won the New York Film Critics Award? I mean, I was in agreement with everything, except for the documentary winner. Not that I was in disagreement. I just haven't seen Minding the Gap. Have you?
No, I haven't, but I'm most certainly going to be watching it now. It was on my must-see list before I make my top 10, so I will be watching it. I did catch around 20 minutes of it at Sundance, and it certainly seemed very, very cinema verite style. They followed these kids in the most troubling and pertinent of times in their lives.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what happened next. I only saw 20 minutes of it, but it looked very good. It started off a little slow, but you could tell it was headed somewhere very, very dark.
Okay.
So I'll be catching it. I think it might be on Netflix. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, that's something that... we could certainly solve in a matter of seconds. I'm trying to solve it as we speak.
Yeah, well, I just checked. It's not on Netflix.
It's not. Okay. All right.
The other thing that
happened with the New York Film Critics this morning.
By the way, before you say anything, it is on Hulu. So if you have a Hulu subscription, you can watch it free on Hulu.
Okay.
People are so easily distracted.
I accidentally turned a movie on. Hang on. Something on Netflix automatically went off. Anyway, so the only thing that I'm just a little puzzled by, I guess, a little kind of scratching my head, is the out of left field best actress call for Regina Hall, who's been around for a good 10, 15 years and been on television. She was in the a horror thing. She was in something in the early period. Now I'm forgetting.
Scary movie.
Huh?
She was in Scary Movie.
Yeah, Scary Movie. There we go. And those movies were junk. And I just, I know she was in Girl Trip last year, along with Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
And she, I could tell right away in looking at the trailer for Support the Girls that she is, you know, the person trying to hold this operation together, and she was the sober one, the adult in the room. And my heart went out to her right away, but I frankly, you know, it just seemed like a light comedy that didn't seem of necessarily of any consequence. And I guess, you know, it opened right 2 days before Telluride began. And I guess I must have been invited, but I just didn't care enough or something. But I never saw it.
I saw it around the time it premiered at South by Southwest.
Okay. They just showed it to you because they were doing interviews at the time, or what was the...
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. They sent me a link. I liked the picture, but it's really just a micro indie comedy that, I mean the budget for the film, I don't even know, but it can't be more than a few million. And Magnolia Pictures had acquired it for distribution, I remember.
Right.
But you know, the New York Film Festival always does this. They always give you an out of left field winner, such as this one. There were far better actress performances this year. There's no doubt about it.
I don't know why they would want to blow off Melissa McCarthy. I just don't. I don't get that. I mean, I shouldn't say anything. Obviously, I haven't seen Support the Girls. By the way, is on Prime Video right now. Very easy to stream it. But it just, you know, nobody that I am aware of, please tell me if you know of anybody who's been talking up Regina Hall's performance in any, you know, anybody. I mean, certainly not on the Gold Derby thing, certainly not. I mean, has anybody gone to bat for her? I'd like to read whoever it is that is a big fan. And maybe, you know, I'm going to see it, no question. I'm just wondering what the thing is. Where did it come from?
I mean, she does board down as just one problem piles up after another in at the bar in which she's manager.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a bar, you're saying? It sells drinks.
It's a resto bar. It's akin to Hooters, as you said. It's very similar to Hooters, where the southern redneck clientele tends to grab the actresses in the ass and. And like that, and obviously she has to defend her employees whenever that happens, and she has personal problems of her own that she has to deal with within that 24-hour time frame. It's a good, if not slight, movie. I wouldn't have given Regina Hall that Best Actress prize. She wouldn't even be in my top 7 or 8. She might have cracked maybe my top 10, top 15 for best performances, or maybe not, because this year has been great for female performances. I really don't know why they gave it to her. I really don't. It was clearly a statement.
It's a good performance. It's a steady performance, but it didn't exactly leap out and say, wow, she really caught hold of something extra special here. It's good, though. It's good work.
That joke that David Edelstein said a few days ago, which landed him in hot water, whereas maybe 5-6 years ago that joke would have been totally ignored by everyone.
It wasn't much of a... I really don't know what the point of David Edelstein's joke was. There was something about... I think that he's basically saying, my first reaction, what he's saying, that his default... thought that comes to his mind when he thinks of Bertolucci in his career is the butter scene in The Last Tango, because it was the most attention-getting, the most controversial. And then he kind of gave it a little English by saying that he's very, very casual about it, very casual in his regard for what everybody heard about 2 years ago in the end of 2016, when... This interview, which had been sitting there since 2007, that Maria Schneider gave, I think it was to the Daily Mail, said that, you know, it was, she didn't really like the way she felt cut out of the collaboration. She felt that they tried to you know, sneak this in on her. Now, that the anal sex scene was something that she, that was Marlon Brando's idea, she claimed, and it was kind of last minute. And Bertolucci, after this thing blew up, and Jessica Chastain and others said, this is horrible, you know, including Chris Evans. I think Chris Evans is one of the people that bought into it, that, you know, we're looking at an actual violation of a woman on camera, and this is horrific. And Bertolucci explained in a statement that he put out that this is ridiculous. It's a complete misunderstanding. There wasn't any surprise. The everything that we see in the film was described in the script. What was surprising, or what they did, was that they did not tell her until the last second, which they should have. It's inconsiderate. They didn't tell her about wanting to have butter be used as the lubricant in this scene. That's it, according to what he said.
Chris Evans, I'm going to tell you something about Chris Evans. This guy tweets like an 11th grader,
yeah,
using a thesaurus to boost his grade, because he seems to be jumping right into the SJW bandwagon with every tweet that he does.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, there's a bunch of pictures online of him laughing it up with Harvey Weinstein and,
mm-hmm,
and you know, cuddling up to him. They hug, they kiss. You know, Chris Evans, just shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just mind-boggling how many people have tried to take advantage of this Me Too thing.
Me jumping on Me Too and being a supporter, yeah.
You know, trying to get some extra points with from their peers for being woke or for being,
yeah,
politically correct and, right, for trying to be on the right side of things, quote unquote.
Right.
I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
You know. And this whole Bertolucci thing, I even heard a few people saying Marlon Brando's legacy is tarnished now because of what he did to Maria Schneider. And I mean, Marlon Brando's legacy being ruined because of that?
Well, wait a minute. Did somebody say this just recently after Martha Plimpton said,
yeah,
that she
said? I had a little exchange on Twitter with someone that dared say that Marlon Brando will be seen in history as a misogynist. And give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, but these are the times we live in. And the victims, such as David Edelstein, will be seen in a... I'm sure they'll be seen in a better light many years from now. This is just a phase we're going through, and